This is Podcast Wrap-Ups, the podcast of podcasts. We wrap up a slate of podcasts so you can find something new to listen to without committing to anything. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Wrap-Ups. My name is Travis. Thanks again for joining me. In today's episode, we are looking at language and profession in our pods. Also, our latest segment, This Week in Podcasts, keep you up to date in the podcast universe. Let's get into it. To get things started, we have our first Podologies episode, Phonology, better known as the study of linguistics. This episode, we have guest Dr. Nicole Holliday talking about talking, more specifically, the relationship between language, race, and ethnicity. They go into the practice of code switching, when you use a particular style of language for one setting and switch it when you're in another. I didn't know this was actually a term. I've referred to this in the past as using your white voice. But it actually extends to an array of situations which they discuss. With that, they also get into what it means to sound black. She states that sounding black is often related to bad grammar, but Dr. Holliday contends it's not bad grammar, you just don't understand these grammar rules. She goes on to explain the various elements and insights of African American language, also known as African American Vernacular English, or a term I remember growing up, Ebonics, which is no longer in use because of the connotation. I really appreciate this conversation expanding on the cultural relationship of language. She explains that the command of different language styles is a social survival strategy within the black community. They also uncover racial implications of language, which is described as linguistic discrimination as seen in educational settings. We get into black Twitter, the appropriation of African American language, and also demographic stigmas associated with language. I really enjoy the host of the show. The way she conducts her interview, as well as the side information she provides. One, for example, her quest to find who the greatest rapper is and the resources she used to conduct this investigation. This was a very interesting conversation and I learned plenty. I could go on and on about all the things that stood out to me, but I recommend you check it out for yourself. Let's continue talking that talk. We have our next pod, IdeaCast episode, Why Business Jargon Isn't All That Bad. In this episode, we talk with guest Ann Curzan about the use of business language and if it's worth it. First, she breaks down the word jargon. She also gets into some common business euphemisms and why jargon can be annoying. Just say what you're trying to say.
Say it with your chest!
A couple of things that they spend time dissecting is the overabundance of synonyms and metaphors, specifically sports metaphors. They also break down the origin and backstory behind common idioms such as touch base, synergy, and low-hanging fruit, to name a few. Then they get into the background of probably my least favorite idiom, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. This episode doesn't make any political affirmations, but from my experience, this phrase has been adopted typically by conservatives to reiterate self-reliance. Ann goes off about how this phrase makes no sense and it implies the impossible. So yeah, that's another conversation for another time. As for this pod though, it was cool. I enjoyed the guest take on things. The host was a little dry in my opinion, but still worth checking out. While we're on the topic of work and business, we have our next pod, Black Esquire episode, You Better Get Controversial, Diversifying Your Network. In this episode, the host, along with their guest, Ashley Kirkwood, discusses the importance of a diverse network. That doesn't just mean having a network of different racial backgrounds, while that is part of it. They speak to the importance of incorporating individuals of different professions, tenures, and skill level into your network as you level up professionally. Ashley really hits home when she explains why you should interview every year, regardless if you like your job or not, why as a black professional you shouldn't just feel lucky to be in any position, and she explains one of my favorite quotes of the episode. She says, "My goal at every job is to get more from them than they get from me." I found that interesting because you don't hear that too often from a prospective employee point of view. That's typically the accepted mindset of the ones doing the hiring. To quote, get the most doesn't always have to mean monetary. It expands to your network, relationships, accolades, titles. It's kind of like you go in with the mindset, if something goes south, what can I take with me? And very rarely can you take the money with you. It's a bunch of good stuff, a lot of gems. Definitely check it out. Next up, we have the pod Distraction episode, Achieve More with a Growth Mindset. In this episode, we speak with two third grade educators who elaborate on the value of making mistakes. The use of the term productive struggle, which I love, the idea of feeling slightly uncomfortable is a good sign of progression. The host explicitly says, explain this growth mindset jargon free. So combine this with the last pod or so, we're going in with plain English. They share insights into studies, experiments, and experience that prove that you can grow your brain and learn anything no matter how old you are, or even if you have half a brain, literally. I like how these two educators explain how they incorporate the growth mindset into their classroom, as well as the response from the children in their classes. It kind of seems like the students enjoy the process of learning more after adopting this mindset of learning. I really dig this idea of learning also, and it's been something I've been adopting more and more into my own personal development. I mean, have you listened to the first episode of the Wrap-Ups?
Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is your boy Travis, and this is Podcast Wrap-Ups, where we wrap up a week in podcasts so that you can find something new to listen to without committing to anything.
So y'all know I love a good story, and we have just that on our next pod, The Story, episode Eye of the Storm. In this episode, we learn the story of Patricia Bath, a scientist, a doctor, and a miracle worker. The story journeys through her curiosity with science as a child to defying the odds as a black woman. Dr. Bath was a pioneer in medical and scientific advancements, as well as accomplishing the seemingly impossible by helping the blind see. Dr. Patricia Bath most notably invented the device that painlessly corrected cataracts. And the way these feats were described in this pod locks you in. I enjoy how this pod was told. Although it's like a biography, it's told as a story. You don't even know who the episode is about until the end. You're just listening to a story of a woman doing amazing things, then come to find out, oh, this really happened, and she really did that. So I kind of spoiled this one for you, but I encourage you check out the other amazingly true stories this podcast is telling. And now our latest segment, This Week in Podcasts, where we get into some of the happenings of the podcast universe. Welcome to the segment. Last week, WNYC Studios announced the hire of their new Chief Content Officer, Andrew Golis, who was previously Vice President at Vox Media. This news was announced around the same time as the Spotify acquisitions. Coincidence? Maybe. In this role, Andrew will help lead the editorial strategy and develop programming across the radio and news platforms at WNYC Studios. If you don't know, WNYC Studios is a public radio content producer and has a diverse catalog of podcasts, including popular titles such as Radiolab, Two Dub Queens, and Snap Judgment. Vox is a media company that focuses on explaining the news. That's part of their mission statement. Their podcast catalog extends that mission and includes titles such as The Impact, The Weeds, and Today Explained. Various WNYC and Vox podcasts has been featured on previous episodes of The Wrap-Ups. It was reported back in January 2018 that WNYC restructured the station's leadership. See above podcast for worked jargon euphemisms. As part of that change, the then current CCO, Dan Capello, was relieved of leadership duties and reassigned to an advisory role within the company. Turns out this shakeup in leadership was in response to allegations of harassment and inappropriate conduct against three notable WNYC radio hosts. The station ultimately terminated the men involved, along with the leadership changes. WNYC's decision to select Andrew Golis, previously of Vox, makes a lot of sense. This role has been vacant for approximately a year now, and in attempts to improve news and production operations, hiring someone who helped develop news and content for the modern age is a good idea. The station is determined to bolster its digital portfolio as well. I also think expanding their news coverage into a podcast platform is definitely on their list of things to do. I looked into their titles, and they don't seem to have many pods dedicated to the coverage or explanation of news and events. Conversely, Vox is all about that. In this role, Andrew will play an important part of shaping the future of WNYC podcasts. I think this is a good move for WNYC Studios. I do wonder if the events that led to the company's restructuring didn't happen, would they still have sought to make this change? The terminated employees were much older and tenured in the radio and journalism industry. You can say it was an old man show over there. By acquiring Andrew from Vox, I can expect to see new titles and fresh faces, rather voices, on the podcast scene at WNYC, as well as across their online and social presence. I don't think it will be all just news-based, though I am expecting more explanatory-type content and programming amongst many other possibilities. All in all, change can be good and often necessary. I'm interested to see how moves like these align with moves such as the Spotify acquisitions, which we covered on last week's episode of the Wrap-Ups. Will we see more leadership changes in media companies? And how much focus are companies putting onto the improvement of their podcast presence? Stay tuned. And with that, it's a wrap. Okay, okay, now it's time to get on out of here. Thanks again for joining the show. Featured podcasts will be in the show notes. Also, follow along at Podcast Wrap-Ups on Instagram. Please let me know what you think. Like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Until next time, peace.